Thank you for holding. Is this Brad?
Yes.
Good morning, Brad. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
Yeah, God is good. I'm on the right side of the dirt. So, I got no complaints. I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She asked me to jump on the line, mainly to go over some pricing, but did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Did you have any questions about that first page placement on Google or how any of it works?
Oh, the only thing I would have a question about is pricing, and she said that's kind of what you would do.
Yeah, there's a new in business credit she requested for you to make it a bit more affordable. Let me go ahead and pull that up. Okay, let me see here. Well, the major benefit to you is that we even have the spot open for this service area. The last time we had any positions available in the hauling category was 10 months ago. So it's not a very common opening that we get. Okay. Junk King tends to be the guy that tries to buy up all the ad space for this area. Have you heard of those guys, Junk King?
I've not.
No. There's also this affordable local junk removal of Texas. They're pretty new though. Okay. Yeah, so once they fill this spot, they're closing out the category. Shoot, and you're already doing Home Advisor by Angie's List. I just got that popped up. How do you like that service?
I feel like it's more of a joke than anything.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to say it, but they've been in trouble for a while with the Federal Trade Commission. So, like, basically what they do is they put themselves on Google for, like, a bunch of keywords, pressure washing, lawn care, landscaping, you know, and then they resell the leads. So anything that has to do with, like, home services, basically, they advertise on Google for, and then if they get a lead in your area, they'll sell it to, like, four people for a lead fee, and they charge all of you the lead fee, and even if you don't get it, you know? So sometimes people are just paying for nothing. Like, it's like you're buying scratchers from the liquor store.
Yeah, because yesterday I got two. They charged me for two of them, and they charged me $112 on it.
For two leads?
Yeah.
How does that happen? Were they what kind of leads were they? Were they like roof jobs? Like, that's crazy. It's $60-something each. Or almost $60
each. Well, one was a power washing. And then the other one was build a deck, and I called that lady for that deck build, and I asked her about it, and she said, no, I already have a deck built. She said, that's just what I put it on there so I could get listed. I was like, well, you know you're charging me a whole lot of money.
Yeah, just to get it. Playing around on there. Yeah. That's crazy. I mean, the decks, if they're worth it, though, you spend $100-something on getting a deck lead. If you get a job from it, you know, and you built her deck, you would have made your money back 10 times over. But still, that's way too much. Like, the first page placement, for us to list you for 15 different keywords or services, so, like, pressure washing, decks, porches, roofing, roof cleaning, gutter cleaning, lawn care, landscape, like, all of your keywords, it's $2.99 for the whole month. You're not limited on the amount of leads you could get. People could just call you off the first page all day long. It's not going to change your bill.
Gotcha.
And you also get the website included in that package. So I don't know why they're charging you $60 a lead, but that's kind of what I was getting at. Is like, they put themselves on Google. If you look up any of those keywords or services, you'll see them up there with like 12 or 13 of you guys. And then they sell the leads to all of you, or four or five of you, they say. And then they only charge one of you for the lead fee. But you get situations like that where it's like that lady already has a deck and was just messing around online. But they'll sell that like four of you. I'm sure there's probably like four other guys on that list that got that same lead, you know, and they'll get their $200 and run. and then they just kind of leave you guys hanging in the dust. So that's why if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor, there's a bunch of stuff out on them. You could fill out forms and file a complaint through there, and they've been ordered to, like, reimburse a lot of business owners because of the way their system is.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But I didn't want to turn this into a call about bashing them. I mean, being on the first page is a huge opportunity. Obviously, everybody would choose that over paying per lead. It's just we don't always have a spot available to put you on the first page. So, I mean, being that we do have availability to list you, you know, if I could provide you the discounted pricing structure at $299 and include the custom website design for you, you know, is that something you'd consider on a month-to-month basis?
Possibly.
Yeah, because we go 1 month at a time, and we provide a tracking system so we can prove to you the jobs that we're bringing in each month for you.
Cameron, shut up in there.
You got boys, too?
No, it's my wife in there yelling at me.
Okay. I'm used to that, too. Yeah, I got my wife and two boys. They're crazy. That's funny. Sounds like my house.
Right.
Yeah, but this
I would be interested in, but
I mean, like, it's a steal. Like I said, the last time we had a... Oh, sorry. I think there's a delay in the line. Can you say that again?
I would like to see kind of how Angie's List goes for the rest of the month, because I mean, if it does do me dirty and we're paying more than for leads than we are making back on leads, then I'm going to kind of kick them in the dirt.
Yeah, and I understand that logic, you know, 110%. But the only issue is like, I've been doing this for 12 years, so let's fast forward and say that what I'm telling you is the truth, right? I sent you the link, too, so you could read about it, the FTC and the Home Advisor stuff. So fast forward, you know, a month from now, 2 months from now, however long it takes you to come to the conclusion that this isn't going to be a good thing for you long term, you go, hey, I want to be on the first page of Google. You call us back. We don't have a spot available anymore because we filled it on the 17th of April. You know what I mean? Then it's like you get in that position where you're stuck buying those leads or finding other ways, and there really is no better way than to be on the first page of Google. That's where 90% of your customers are going to look before they call somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying is, like, not only could I get you on the first page at a discounted pricing structure, but we'll get the website built for you too, and then you already have a nice Facebook business profile. We'll run some Facebook ads through that and give that a boost, and then we'll have leads coming from multiple different directions without you having to pay a lead fee for each individual one, you know, and then you'll know exactly what you're spending. $299 on Home Advisor, you're going to blow through that in a week, and you're going to notice that. That's going to be like an average spending every week, because if you're going to get two leads, you know what I mean? Imagine if you got seven leads. You know, you just multiply. You're already like almost $400 at the rate that they're charging you.
For sure. So, yeah, I'm going to file one of those complaints.
Yeah, there's a link in there, or like at the top. Did you open that that site I sent you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, there's a link in there. You could report them. And usually you got to fill that out and then call them back. Call them and then tell them, you know, what you plan to do and why. And then they usually go belly up at that point. They're at a point where they can't handle any more complaints against them. These things, there's another one here, too. They've already been ordered to pay back, like, over $7 million every month. It's been going on for, like, the past year.
Yeah, you would think... You would think Google and all those people would ban them off of there.
Well, they did. The FTC shut them down before. They were called Service Magic when I first started working here in 2013. And then they came back in 2014 as Home Advisor. And then they just, they doubled down. And then they ended up buying Angie's List, in 2017, because Angie's List was going bankrupt, and they turned it into Angie's Leads. So they got all the business owners that were on Angie's List, and then started calling those guys up, putting them in the paper lead program. So their whole business model is just to advertise on Google. When they get a lead, they sell it on Angie's List, they sell it on Home Advisor, they own those platforms. So they'll sell it to the business owners that aren't on the first page of Google getting their own leads, that want leads, you know, and then they just have you guys compete for them instead of being in a position to let people call you directly. So all we're doing is cutting out your middleman in that situation and listing you as your own independent business for people who are in your area looking up the services you provide, and we let them call you directly from there. So you don't have all the crazy overhead, you know, you're going directly from the source.
Gotcha.
Yeah. A lot of what you're paying in that program is just like those lead fees. Like you're saying, you know, you drop 120, you get two phone numbers and they're both like duds. And that's what's going to be like the continued trend, you know. The definition of insanity is like, hey, let me keep doing the same thing and hoping for different results. I don't think you're insane, you know, but the writing's definitely on the wall with that. And so for you, I'd rather work with you, to be honest, than some of these other guys on the list just because you're in that situation. You know, if I could provide you a solution where you're getting leads and you could leave them without losing any sleep, it's like a win-win scenario. Then not to mention the long-term benefits of the Google listing. Like, our services are month-to-month. If you said, hey, after a couple months you didn't want to do it, you know, we'll part ways. We'll stop doing your optimization for first page placement, but you'll still have your Google business profile, and you'll still be a verified contractor. You'll still have a website. You still have reviews for people to look up. Like, you don't even have that stuff right now. Like, just for me to look you up and call you directly, the only way I could look, if I look up your business name, I get that Home Advisor listing, and they won't even let us call you directly. You know, we have to, it's like an answering service, and then they turn us into a lead, and so that way they could sell it to a few of you instead of just you.
And see, that's what the bullshit is, because they won't even just put the actual people, their actual phone number.
Yeah, exactly. With Google, we don't do that. We let the customers literally just call you live. Like, we don't care. We're not trying to get in between your customers. We're not trying to tell you, oh, this one's a deck, so you should pay us more for it. It's like, no, your agreement is just to be up there. The business that comes with it, that's between you and them. We don't get into that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be any of their business, anyway. It's between you and the customer.
Yes.
So that's kind of what I was getting at. Like, I know it's it might seem expensive, but let me show you something. You get texting on this line? You're getting the other text, right?
Yes.
Okay, here, check this out. So the package that I'm offering you, it's called the Platinum Bundle. The Platinum Bundle is normally $599 with a $299 setup fee. So these guys are normally paying almost $900 to start up a campaign like this and then get the website built too. And then they're usually paying about $600 every month for the placement. And it's worth every penny, make no mistake. But what I'm doing is I'm offering you that same package for $299 out the door, which is half the monthly cost, and then I'm waiving the setup fee. So you don't have to pay the setup fee. So we're not cutting any corners. You're still getting the Facebook advertising. You're still getting the website built. You get the popular directory submissions, all the Google verifications. So the popular directories are like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You can get clients from those too. You're even on Bing. So instead of you having all your eggs in one basket paying per lead, you know, we'll have your eggs in 10, 15 different baskets and no lead fees. Obviously, most of your calls are going to come from Google. That's just what everybody uses. But the idea is to cover all your bases so you don't have to have 100 different bills floating around. Like one guy doing website, one guy doing Facebook, one guy doing Google. It's all right here in this package.
Okay, so when, since you said you would waive the $299 setup fee?
Yep.
So when would I pay my first month?
Well, we would pay the first month today, so it'd be $299 to get it started, but you'll have the Platinum package and all of its contents, and then there's no setup fee. So it's usually $898 the first month, Brad, and then it's $599 month to month after that. What I'm doing is $299 out the door, and then $299 month to month for as long as you're with us. So I'm saving you $600 today, but I'm also saving you $300 every month if you decide to keep using the service. That should be enough to steal you from Home Advisor. You know, all I need is 30 to 45 days to show you the difference between this and that, and I'm sure you'll already have canceled that, and we'd be looking at a long-term relationship together. And that's really the goal. Even though we offer the services month to month, we want to end up working with you long-term. But that's only going to happen if we get in there and make sure it's working for you, right? We're not going to make money unless you make money on a month-to-month campaign.
For sure. Okay, let me,
I mean, these websites are not... I'll have a check in my pocket right now.
It has to be deposited before I can put my card on here.
I gotcha. I want to show you these websites, too. The websites alone are usually $700 to $1,000 just by themselves. So the website's included in the service as well. That's a huge savings. So I know if you're new, this is like the missing ingredient right here. There's no better way to let the community know I'm here.
Gotcha.
Than to show up top recommended for each individual service that you offer. The only thing about the billings issue that you're having is just like, once I hang up with you, they're going to try to send me the next pre-screen guy until we fill the spot. We're a Google partner. We're not actually Google. Google doesn't call you guys. They just create a list of the companies that they feel are qualified, and then they give it to my reps like Kara that you were talking to before. And so they just kind of go down the list, first come, first serve, until we fill it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it's only fair way, because there's a lot of you guys that are doing like stuff like that, or there's some people who inquire about it throughout the year, and then they just kind of end up on a waiting list until a spot opens. So only fair way is like, okay, you get this list, and then we go first come, first serve.
Yeah, I mean, this seems like a whole lot better than any of these lists.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, we wouldn't call you to waste our time or your time, you know? If I didn't have a better offer than what you're currently using, we wouldn't even bother you, you know? I know exactly what you're using.
SEO, content creation, U.S. client support.
The Google Places placement is the bread and butter, Brad. Don't confuse that. You know, I could build you the fanciest site in the world, but if you don't show up on the first page of Google at the time people are searching, it's not even getting looked at. that's really the money maker right there. But did you have a question?
Okay, when will it... I mean, I think what I'll do is I'm going to end up going and putting a claim or a complaint in on Angie's List.
If
I was to go ahead and give you my card for this, when will it pull
okay.
it? I have time to make it to the bank?
Yeah, if you need time to make a deposit, I can hold off on processing it. Like, I could create the account, get the billing information, and then I could schedule your client interview even too, as if it's like all already ready to go. I'll send you actually your Google verification form right now too. One second. And then if you give me the go ahead through text here, you say, okay, I made the deposit, I can go ahead and process it and then get you the receipt and everything in writing.
Gotcha. Yeah, we can do that.
Okay.
I think I'm gonna.
How long do you think you'll need before you can make the deposit, though?
It's 30 minutes from me, the bank is.
Oh, okay. That's not too bad. All right. I just don't want them to, like, if it declines and then they're looking at me like, you dummy. What did she do? All right, so I'll create the account. Is Brad short for Bradley, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
All right, and then last name McGee?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the business email address where I could send you the receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
I just run my personal email on it, and it's going to be BradleyMcGee10@icloud.com.
Perfect. And then this phone number is the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. Update. All right. And then the street address is the same, the 2121 North Wells Street?
No, it's going to be 14777 County Road F.
F is in Frank?
Yes.
Okay. And that's Shamrock?
Mobidi Tedford.
Oh, Mobidi. Oh, I found it. Okay. And it's 79061?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and hide. I'm going to hide your address, okay?
Okay.
You don't have people showing up there ever, right? You don't get, like, turn-by-turn direction? Okay. Yeah, I'll hide it. We're going to build the website for you, so I'll put in a request to buy domain names. Okay, do you have a logo?
Is there anything I can send it to? I mean, it's not all...
Yeah.
Send
us what you have, and then we could always, like, we could always update it. Sometimes we help people build them from scratch, so if you have, like, a good starting point, that'll even help, too. But we can send it to the graphic designer, and they'll look at it before we publish it on, like, your Google business profile or the website or anything. So if you want to, like, change it, you can always change it. But you send it to that email address, photos@localsplash, and then if there's anything you want to change about it, you could just, like, type into that email, like, hey, I want to change this, 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 or that. And then when they receive it, they'll send you back a couple of drafts. I'm like, hey, do you like this better? Or, you know, and then we can get it finalized for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's about 400 people who work here, so it's kind of nice. I don't have to do all this stuff on my own. I have like a team of guys that'll help me get it all up and running real quickly. All right. And then there's a form in your text that you got, like underneath that email that I sent you. There's one that'll say Local Splash and says like Bradley to get your Google business profile verified. And then there's a link in there. You want to fill out that form as much as you can. If you're missing anything, there's a box at the bottom. You have to check that it's okay for us to do a three-way call with Google and verify you over the phone if we have to.
Sure.
Okay. You only got to do that one time for as long as you own your business, and then you exist as a verified business on Google. So, save. All right, so I got the business profile set up. How do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Oh, gosh, I mean, we usually run from 8 in the morning till 7 or 8 at night.
Okay, so 8 to 8 Monday through Friday, or do you work the weekends too?
Saturday also.
Monday through Saturday, Sunday closed?
Give me one second, I'll be right back.
Okay.
Okay, I'm back.
No problem.
Cameron.
All right.
I'm sitting in there jamming.
I heard that. All right. And then do you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Just cash and check. No cards.
Okay. Okay, no cards yet.
I mean, I guess I could get a, one of those download
those
deals.
Square readers. Yeah, you can do PayPal, Zelle, Cash App, though. They have other apps, too, but some people aren't always comfortable, like, giving you their information and you typing it in. So having the Square helps because they could just kind of swipe it themselves on your phone. But the problem is that the merchant processings, like the bank, they like to charge you, like, 2 to 6% depending on your credit and stuff. Yeah, so it's a pain. It's kind of a pain in the butt. Even 2% adds up over the course of the year.
Yeah, they'll definitely want to charge me.
Yeah. So they're always trying to get their little piece. They want to tax the already taxed. All right, saved. So we're looking good. Before I get any payment method from you, I want to schedule your client interviews. So the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete them. What do you think would be a good time for you to go through that client interview?
Oh. I mean, who's going to do it with me?
It's going to be a client interview technician, so it's going to be one of my reps here in-house. It's pretty easy, though. It's like basic information about your business. So they'll go over all the services you provide. That way we're listing you for the right services. They'll go over the service area that you cover, so that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go. And then they'll get the domain purchased, and then they'll get a general idea on how you want the domain. They'll ask you for, like, company slogan, mission statement. It's pretty easy. It's like set 30 questions over the phone. You can breeze through it. It's all, like, general information you'll know off the top of your head.
Okay, right here it says, to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs the following mentioned information.
Yeah, and that's the stuff you won't know off the top of your head. That's the one you gotta that's the one you gotta fill out. That one's probably harder than the client interview, to be honest. Sometimes it takes my guys like 2 or 3 days to get all their paperwork together and send it in. But like I said, if there's anything missing, since you're doing Google advertising with us, they'll verify you with a phone verification. So we still encourage you to fill it out as much as you can and send in everything you have. And then if you're missing something, just make sure at the bottom you check that box that you're okay with us three-way calling with a Google representative on the line and verifying you over the phone.
See, okay, we have the tools and the equipment, the work vehicle. Well, my truck don't even have a license plate on it because it's actually about to go to the shop.
That's fine. You can hide the numbers. I get that question a lot because I'm working with the guys in Texas. So for some reason, everybody in Texas is like, I don't want to put my license plate in there. I'm like, it's fine. Just cover the numbers as long as it says Texas on it. Or you don't even have to have it showing, really. You can cover the whole plate. That one doesn't have, like, the red dot next to it. You see how some of them have, like, a little red dot? Those ones you need. And then the other ones is kind of like if you have it.
Business license, we don't have to have license for what I do.
Right.
The insurance, we are actually in the middle of getting insurance right now.
Beautiful.
I don't run a business card because a business card you hand to somebody and it goes in the trash.
Exactly. That's why we have this. That's why we're doing this, right? Because they're going to just pull out their phone and Google it. They're not going to remember that business card.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, would it be better if I just made a, let's say a McGee Junk Hauling Gmail or something?
Yeah, it's up to you, you know.
So I'm not overloading my personal.
Your personal email. We're not going to really email you a bunch of stuff. Once we have the account set up, that's fine, unless you want to have, like, a Contact Us profile on your website where they could, like, fill it out and email you. we could set it up that way. So, like, if you miss the call when they call in off the first page, it could automatically navigate them to fill out the form and, like, leave a message on there. Or just they could leave a voicemail. Most people just leave a voicemail. But, yeah, it's up to you. I mean, we don't have to have it set up to have people sending you emails or us sending you emails, you know. And it's all right, even if we set up that contact us profile, though, that, like, they don't have to see it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you could leave your personal up there. They're not going to see your personal email anyway. They would just fill out the form, and it would send to you without them actually seeing the email address. So it's really up to you. If you want to separate them, you could separate them. But your tracking system also does a pretty good job of separating what's coming from us versus your personal stuff.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. It's more so just for us. Like, I had it on file more so for us to send you, like, paperwork if you need it.
Yeah, they're... Oh, fuck.
What's going on?
I mean, this phone in a business is, it's a headache.
It is, but you know what? Once you have this already set up, you won't have to go through it again. It's not so much owning a business that's a headache, it's starting a business that's a headache. Once you got it started and you got it rolling and you got a client base, then it's just get up and work, you know? Things kind of just fall in place. But in the beginning, yeah, it's a lot to just start up a company. That's why a lot of people give up in the beginning and they don't really see it through. But I'm telling you, if you just roll with the punches, you know what I mean? Tough it out. It's not always going to be difficult. Once we have you up there and we start, like, developing reviews and branding your business, people become more aware of your business, you start getting calls on a regular basis, you'll like it a lot more. And because you have us, you won't have to sit down on a computer every night and figure stuff out. You know, you could just focus on the calls that come in and try to make sure you're getting good reviews and handling business out there.
Okay. Yeah, so as of right now, what all are you needing from me? Just everything that's in that email?
Yeah, the client interview time is what I was trying to set. Like, what's a good time to
set up that? I guess we'll just go with, just go with 10:30 on it.
Okay. I'll schedule it between 10 and 11. Okay. So, I mean, that's like right now. You know, that's like in 6 minutes. We got to have the payment cleared before then. I know you said you got to go to the bank. So, I mean, I'd have to do like 11 to 12, wouldn't I?
Oh, yeah. That'll work, too.
Okay. I forgot you had to go to the bank.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to get on Angie's list. I'm going to put on a complaint against them. We're going to get refunded from them. And you know how everybody is that works for them. They're going to talk good on them and then
They never the reviews
or anything against them.
Yeah, the reviews are the homeowners. That's what I noticed. Like, obviously, a homeowner that, like, that old lady who's like, "Hey, I filled out a form on Home Advisor. I had like 10 guys call me. I picked the cheapest one. I saved $5,000." You know, so she goes and, like, gives them a 5-star. Like, "Oh, Home Advisor is great." You know, they don't. You have to go to, like, Glassdoor.
That's what I told that. That's what I told that guy yesterday that worked for Angie's List. I said, "This is a bunch of bull crap." I said, "Y'all sit here. Cameron, turn this damn TV off." I told him, I said, "It's bull. We sit here and you are charging me for leads that I'm not even getting the job on." I said, "After the person accepts the job from me, that's when I should have to pay you."
Exactly. But, you know, then it would be pay for job. Yeah, they don't have any paper jobs out there. They have paper leads, you know? That's where they get you. It's paper lead, but they sell it to you like it's paper job. That's always been their problem. That's why the FTC is all over them, because they're lying to you, basically.
But, yeah, if you'll set it up for 11 to 12, that'd be great. I'll take this check to the bank, and we'll get set up there, and then I'll turn in their complaint on Sandy's List, and I'll set my account down with him.
I got you. I already scheduled it for 11 to 12, so you'll get a calendar invitation for that from the client. interview tech the payment method, and I'll set it up to auto process here in about 30 minutes. So, in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Well, I'll do it with debit card.
Okay. Now, is the card under your name, the business name, or both?
It's going to be under my wife's name.
Okay. You are an authorized user on the card, though, right? She's not going to call me, cussing me out?
Oh, no. I mean, I'm not a... They won't let me get my own bank because Happy State Bank, one of our banks, the local banks, they... I put a... it's like a non... an overdraft fee.
Cameron, you better shut your fucking mouth.
Cussing at me.
I gotcha. As long as she's not gonna call me up cussing me out and you're okay to use this card, I'll go ahead and authorize it.
Yeah, I put an overdraft or a non overdraft fee deal on it, and they overdrafted me $1,200 with them.
Jesus.
And now they want me to pay them, and I told them no.
Yeah, I know how that goes. There's supposed to be overdraft protection, so they should be declining the transactions.
Yeah, and so they want me to pay them, and I told them, no, I ain't paying them anything, and that's just kind of...
Yeah. It depends on what it is. Sometimes the stuff falls off, depending on what it is, and then other times they try to, like, go to collections and stuff, so it's like, definitely want to situate that, though, and get it figured out. But obviously, if we bring in some clients for you and we lock this up, I mean, fast forward a month or two down the line, we could have you go get your own bank account, get a Square reader. we'll grow you.
Yeah. And you said I'll be listed all the way to Amarillo, correct?
Correct. Yeah, it covers you up to a 40-mile radius from your street address. So you have Amarillo and a lot of other places within that service area too. Now, if there's any areas you don't want to go to, we could always customize that during the client interview, too. So,
gotcha.
We won't send you anywhere you don't want to go, Brad. They won't even be able to get your number.
But, all right. But, yeah, I mean, it'd be great if we get Amarillo, too. I mean, that's where we're going to pick up some.
Yeah, no, it's in there. It's within your service area. I'm just saying there's a lot of other cities because it's up to a 40-mile radius that you can cover with this. So in your client interview, they'll customize it, though. So if you want to put a point of emphasis on Amarillo, we could do that. We could even run the Facebook ad specifically in Amarillo. It's customized. Yeah. So we'll fully tailor it to your business. It's not like a cookie-cutter setup.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go ahead and give you the card so I can help her.
All right, I'm ready. All right, I'm ready for you.
Well, the name's going to be under Cameron McGee. It's going to be K-A-M-R-Y-N.
Okay.
And then McGee, M-C-G-H-E-E.
Okay. All right. And then there should be 16 digits on the front.
Okay, I'm going to read them off for it. Down.
All right.
And it's going to be 4238.
4238.
7600.
7600.
0089.
0089.
8911.
8911. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
04 of 29.
04 of 29. And then 3-digit code on the back.
665.
665. Okay. All right, and then this is going to process in 30 minutes, so 10:30.
Is there any way we can set it at 11, so it'll give me time to get to the bank for sure?
It has to clear before 11 because your client interviews at 11, and that check, if the account's not paid, it's going to mess up the whole setup that we have right now. They're going to just basically take
set it up,
and throw it back on the board.
10:45.
10:45. Okay. I'll put it in there for 10:45. That means you got about 45 minutes just to go down there and get it all situated.
Come on, Harlow. Get in here. Okay.
All right.
Yep. I'm headed to the bank right now.
Okay. So just to let you know. I'm setting it up process today on the 17th. It's set up to automatically renew each month on the 17th, but you'll keep that same pricing structure, $299. You could cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. If you're going to discontinue or if Cameron's going to discontinue, let her know. You got to let us know before the next billing is due, so before the 17th. I don't think you're going to want to cancel, but I just have to disclose that with you at point of sale. It's set up to auto bill. And then we do ask that you be responsive to all calls from us and your customers within a reasonable period of time. Try to generate good reviews as possible. I'm sure you're more than capable of that. Do you agree to these terms?
Yes.
All right. Sounds good. So I'm going to process it at 8:45, and then we'll circle back with you. Well, 8:45 our time, 10:45 your time, and then we're going to circle back with you at 11, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. You have my number. If anything changes or you're having any issues, just call back in.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right, Brad. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, sir.
Bye.